This week in the Civil War, springtime raiding continued in late April 1863. John Marmaduke's Confederate cavalry attacked Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and also skirmished near the town of Jackson, while a second Confederate force under W.E. Grumbull Jones threatened Altamont, Oakland, and Cranberry Summit, Maryland. Meanwhile, Benjamin Grierson's Union raiders rode through central Mississippi, and Abel Straight's Union force, many mounted on mules, moved from Tuscumbia, Alabama, toward Rome, Georgia. Cavalry raids such as these, which would strike into the rear of the enemy, effectively disrupted the enemy's lines of communication and supply, and often forced the opposition to utilize countermeasures to protect vital military and civilian targets. As mobile and fast-moving forces, these cavalry raids were effective tactics, which both the Union and the Confederacy continued to employ throughout the war. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.